105 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker, play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning, city officials. Chicago's mayor and Illinois' governor, both Democrats, have said that it would be unconstitutional for President Trump to send troops into the city. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The White House says it is lowering tariffs on Japanese automobiles and aircraft, but NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports the U.S. tariff deal with Japan is still incomplete.
The White House now says that tariffs on Japanese cars will be reduced from 27.5% to 15%. In addition, several tariffs Trump had imposed, like those on steel and aluminum, will no longer apply to some Japanese aircraft. The executive order also says Japan is giving the U.S. greater market access for some of its exports, and that Japan has promised to invest more than $550 billion in the U.S. However, there has been no binding agreement between the two countries, meaning details are still unknown. President Trump has announced several trade framework agreements with other countries, but none are finalized. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, The White House.
The federal government releases the latest monthly jobs report for August this morning. The report comes as employers around the country have slowed down their pace of hiring. On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are lower. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly credits recent business developments in the state for a bump in tax collections this past month. Daniel Caudill reports.
The state collected more than $690 million in tax revenue in August. That's nearly 4% above estimates, mostly due to extra revenue from sales tax and individual income taxes. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, were lower than expected. It's the fifth month in a row that overall collections have outpaced predictions. Kelly credited recent investments and new jobs, but she argues the budget crafted by Republican lawmakers could harm the state's finances down the line. Republicans have said they plan to cut more spending to keep the budget balanced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
The Kansas Supreme Court is moving forward with a plan to address the critical need for attorneys in rural communities. 47 counties in Kansas are classified as legal deserts. That means they don't have enough practicing attorneys to adequately serve the population. The state Supreme Court is establishing a Rural Justice Initiative Committee to address the issue. The committee will implement recommendations made in an earlier report. Those recommendations include creating a statewide rural attorney training program and a student loan repayment program. The superintendent of a South Central Kansas school district has been placed on administrative leave after allegations he sexually harassed a student. The Comanche County school superintendent is alleged to have made inappropriate comments to a female student who was a member of the high school's golf team, which he coached. The Kansas Reflector reports the student's family reported the incident to both the school district and the Comanche County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff says the case has since been transferred to Ford County for further investigation. The Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Columbia for a renewal of what's being called the Border Showdown. Greg Ecklin has a preview.
Both teams have come out of the gates with strong defensive performances. In KU's first two games, the Jayhawks have allowed a total of 90 rushing yards. That and a total of 14 points is the best start by a KU defense since 2009 in the Mark Mangino era. In a rivalry game, current Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold wants to make sure KU is poised.
We always want to be an enthusiastic team and not an emotional team. Your emotions sometimes can take you in directions that can be counterproductive sometimes.
KU's last win in Columbia was in 2004. I'm Greg Ecklin.
Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, highs this afternoon near 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming mostly clear toward morning. Lows overnight around 48 degrees. Tomorrow looks nice, sunny with a high near 78. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 59 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy and 59 at 6:07.
Support for NPR.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers will renew their football rivalry this weekend in Columbia. In about 20 minutes, we'll hear a report from Greg Eklund exploring some of the history behind the border showdown. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at music.ku.edu/events.
For the forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, high temperatures this afternoon near 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming mostly clear later, lows around 48. Tomorrow looks nice, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees.
I'm James Kamara-Sami, host of BBC News Hour. Coming up today, Israel says it's captured 40% of Gaza City. We hear about the impact on civilians. The Kremlin rejects the idea of Western troops in Ukraine and David Bowie's secret final project.
The BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. Right now at 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
She did her job with relish. This is NPR News.
Two ships lost over a century ago have been found at the bottom of the Great Lakes. They're just two in a record number of shipwrecks that have been found in the region in recent years.
They sometimes have the most interesting and rich histories. Each one of these shipwrecks is really a time capsule.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Why more and more of these time capsules are being found nowadays on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, highs near 67. It's 6:30.
Sees the report after disappointing jobs numbers last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Fed's next policy meeting is in less than 2 weeks. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with tax collections totaling $692 million. That is about 3.9% above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. Lawrence School District employees held rallies yesterday ahead of next week's contract talks with the district. The employees are education support professionals, or ESPs. They include custodians, administrative assistants, food service professionals, and others who work in the school but are not teachers. The ESPs are represented by the teachers' union, however. The Lawrence Journal World reports the district has offered the ESPs a 54-cent hourly raise, but the workers are demanding a bigger increase. They say the district should offer all workers a living wage. As lawmakers consider an overhaul to school funding, they're debating how much money to give career and technical education programs. Zane Irwin has more.
CTE programs, as they're called, aim to give Kansas students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing, or in trades like welding. In an education task force, officials discussed how to fund those programs. Some lawmakers suggested the money would be better spent on reading, writing, and math. But the whole task force did not see it that way. Frank Harwood is deputy commissioner of the Kansas State Department of Education. He says the career and technical programs are pulling their weight.
students are completing programs, they're getting certificates, and they're getting placed in positions. That's going to be much more important for the workforce.
Lawmakers are working on a long-term school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Royals beat the Angels last night 4-3. Twins are in town for a weekend series beginning tonight. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, high temperatures this afternoon, around 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming mostly clear toward morning, lows around 48. Tomorrow, looks good, sunny with a high near 78. Sunday doesn't look too bad either, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from... This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition, last year, a record six quarterbacks were taken early in the first round of the NFL draft. Now those six are striving to make a second-year leap and avoid the dreaded sophomore slump. More about that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Programs available to match SNAP dollars. Available Saturday mornings at the Market Info Booth, 824 New Hampshire.
Forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, high temperatures near 67 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, becoming mostly clear towards morning, low around 48. Tomorrow looks like a good day for the Farmers Market, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. The time is 6:44.
This week on The I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm E. Martinez. Meta and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is getting sued by Mark Steven Zuckerberg, a bankruptcy lawyer. Seems Meta keeps taking down the lawyer's Facebook pages for impersonating a celebrity. He says he loses thousands of dollars while his business pages are down. Now, while Meta says his accounts have been reinstated, lawyer Zuckerberg wants damages, though he might also accept a personal apology or a week on billionaire Zuckerberg's yacht. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Betterment, an automated investing platform that strives to make it easy to be invested. Learn more at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. From Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at Skoll.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. For the first time since 2011, the Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers will face off on the football field. Tomorrow, they will renew their border rivalry that dates back to the late 1800s. As Greg Eklund reports, some believe the game serves as a teaching tool for understanding history.
An invitation to the Orange Bowl. So stung by the oversight, it only drove MU further to look for an alternative conference and eventually left for the SEC. Meanwhile, Lance Leipold says he's been hearing from KU fans about this game for a while, most recently at church on Sunday.
Somebody wanted to talk about it. I didn't know that was the right time to really... somebody said, you know, kick their butt, but didn't say butt, and it was in church. I didn't really think it was appropriate.
The win-loss record between the two schools is disputed, but by most estimates, the Tigers are in the lead. In the 120 games between KU and MU, the Tigers have won 56, KU 55. Nine games have ended in a tie. While KU is off to a 2-0 start this season, MU won its season opener just last Thursday. The revived Border Showdown, as it's called these days, will take place Saturday afternoon in Columbia. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kickoff for that game is 2:30 tomorrow. And don't forget, in conjunction with that game, KPR is going up against KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri. It's a radio rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most for the station and bring home the win? Each gift equals 1 point, and all first-time gifts are worth double. You can donate now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Sons of Serendip on Saturday, September 6th, featuring genre-bending arrangements with vocals, harp, piano, and cello. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 9 before 7.
It's Morning Edition from This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Amy Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Of all future funds for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, more than $500 million annually, mostly to public TV and radio stations, was compounded by the Trump administration's decision to kill a major educational grant for PBS. Kerger wrote to station officials that PBS would still fulfill core missions. Quote, these decisions, while difficult, position PBS to weather the current challenges facing public media. Some stations have embarked on their own job cuts, even as listeners, viewers, and readers have stepped forward with fresh contributions to try to help stations fill the gaps. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The Labor Department will release the latest jobless reports for August later this hour. The reports come as employers in the U.S. have slowed down their pace of hiring. The August report is expected to show a continued drop in the number of federal government jobs. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly credits recent business developments in the state for a bump in tax collections this past month. Daniel Caudill reports.
The state collected more than $690 million in tax revenue in August. That's nearly 4% above estimates, mostly due to extra revenue from sales tax and individual income taxes. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, were lower than expected. It's the fifth month in a row that overall collections have outpaced predictions. Kelly credited recent investments and new jobs, but she argues the budget crafted by Republican lawmakers could harm the state's finances down the line. Republicans have said they plan to cut more spending to keep the budget balanced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
The Kansas Supreme Court is moving forward with a plan to address the critical need for attorneys in rural communities. 47 counties in Kansas are classified as legal deserts. That means they don't have enough practicing attorneys to adequately serve the population. The state Supreme Court is establishing a Rural Justice Initiative Committee to address the issue. The committee will implement recommendations made in an earlier report. Those recommendations include creating a statewide rural attorney training program and a student loan repayment program. The superintendent of a South Central Kansas school district has been placed on administrative leave after allegations he sexually harassed a student. The Comanche County school superintendent is alleged to have made inappropriate comments to a female student who was a member of the high school's golf team, which he coached. The Kansas Reflector reports the student's family reported the incident to both the school district and the Comanche County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff says the case has since been transferred to Ford County for further investigation. One day after the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles kicked off the NFL season, the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs opened the season in Brazil. Greg Eklund has a preview.
The Kansas City Chiefs open as the visiting team against the Los Angeles Chargers. Since the Super Bowl last February, the Chiefs rebuilt their offensive line, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the newcomers, like rookie left tackle Josh Simmons, are ready to mix in with the veterans.
We got a lot of guys on our football team that have won a lot of games, so how can we bring those guys in that are new up to the standard that we hold every single day at practice in the film room and on the game days? And so I think we've done that so far, and now it's about going out there and proving it on game day.
This is Mahomes' eighth season as the Chiefs' starting quarterback. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Central Time in Sao Paulo. I'm Greg Eklund.
It's also a big football game on Saturday, of course. KU takes on Mizzou in Columbia. Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers. High temperatures today, near 67 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy, 58 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, and 58 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from KPR. Coming up in the next half hour, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers renew their football rivalry this weekend in Columbia. In about 20 minutes, Greg Eklund explores some of the history behind the border showdown.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
30% chance we could see some showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 67. Tonight starts out cloudy, becomes clear, lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow looks really, really nice, sunny, with a high near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 58, Topeka cloudy 58, Junction City cloudy and 60 degrees.
I'm James Kamarasamy, host of BBC News Hour. Coming up today, Israel says it's captured 40% of Gaza City. We hear about the impact on civilians. The Kremlin rejects the idea of Western troops in Ukraine, and David Bowie's secret final project.
The BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
Two ships lost over a century ago have been found at the bottom of the Great Lakes. They're just two in a record number of shipwrecks that have been found in the region in recent years.
They sometimes have the most interesting and rich histories. Each one of these shipwrecks is really a time capsule.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Why more and more of these time capsules are being found nowadays on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Laura Lorson for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high temperatures near 67. Weekend forecast coming right up. It's 7:30.
Vaccines credit for saving lives. Dr. Deborah Howery was one of the top officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention who recently resigned after Kennedy fired CDC Director Susan Menares. Howery was asked for her take on what Kennedy had to say to the committee.
I think I was struck by how he talked about not knowing much about COVID deaths and vaccine data. And I'm the chief medical officer at CDC. I offered to brief him on many times, as did my senior career scientist, and he never took us up on that.
Kennedy says it's not clear how many people died from COVID-19 because of what he called chaos surrounding the CDC data. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total tax collections of $692 million. That's 3.9% above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. Lawrence School District employees held rallies yesterday ahead of next week's contract talks with the district. The employees are education support professionals, or ESPs. They include custodians, administrative assistants, food service professionals, and others who work in the schools but are not teachers. The ESPs are, however, represented by the teachers' union. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the district has offered the ESPs a 54-cent hourly raise, but the workers are demanding a bigger increase. They say the district should offer all workers a living wage. As lawmakers consider an overhaul to school funding, they're debating how much money to give career and technical education programs. Zane Irwin has that story.
CTE programs, as they're called, aim to give Kansas students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing, or in trades like welding. In an education task force, officials discussed how to fund those programs. Some lawmakers suggested the money would be better spent on reading, writing, and math. But the whole task force did not see it that way. Frank Harwood is deputy commissioner of the Kansas State Department of Education. He says the career and technical programs are pulling their weight.
Students are completing programs, they're getting certificates, and they're getting placed in positions. That's going to be much more important for the workforce.
Lawmakers are working on a long-term school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Royals beat the Angels last night, 4-3. Beat the Angels. Twins come to town for a weekend series at the K beginning tonight. First pitch, 6:40. Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, high temperatures near 67. Tonight begins mostly cloudy, becomes mostly clear, lows around 48. Tomorrow looks great, sunny with a high near 78. Sunday, too, sunny with a high near 79. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
PM in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, this week the Treasury Department released a preliminary list of jobs eligible for the no tax on tips deduction that made it into the GOP tax and spending law. Many of the jobs are what you would expect, but there are a few surprises. We'll hear about that on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering two Yoga Basics series starting September 7th and 9th. Yoga Basics teaches the families of poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers. Highs this afternoon near 67. Tonight begins cloudy, ends mostly clear. Lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. Sunday, sunny with a high near 79. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 58 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 58 as well. It's 7:44.
On the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll...
There was a mountain mystery in Colorado over the recent Labor Day weekend. An unidentified man hiked up Huron Peak carrying 60 pounds of ice cream and dry ice to the top of a 14,000-foot mountain that he posted up in a camping chair with a beer, a fake mustache, and an ice cream cone costume and handed out frozen treats to other hikers. So if you know who he is, tell him we like ice cream and we have an elevator. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. and from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. For the first time since 2011, the Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers will face off on the football field. Tomorrow, they will renew their border rivalry. It dates back to the late 1800s. As Greg Eklund reports, some believe the game serves as a teaching tool for understanding history.
We've been hearing from KU fans about this game for a while, most recently at church on Sunday.
Somebody wanted to talk about it. I didn't know that was the right time to really... Somebody said, you know, kick their butt, but didn't say butt, and it was in church. I didn't really think it was appropriate.
The win-loss record between the two schools is disputed, but by most estimates, the Tigers are in the lead. In the 120 games between KU and MU, the Tigers have won 56, KU 55. 9 games have ended in a tie. While KU is off to a 2-0 start this season, MU won its season opener just last Thursday. The revived border showdown, as it's called these days, will take place Saturday afternoon in Columbia. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kickoff for that game is 2:30 on Saturday. And don't forget, we also have a rivalry going, Kansas versus Missouri, in public radio. It's KPR versus KBIA. That's the public radio station in Columbia. We're competing with them to get the most donations. We need your help to win. Every dollar you give to KPR counts as every donation you make to KPR counts as 1 point. If it's your first donation, it counts double. Don't let Missouri take this one. Make your gift now at kansaspublicradio.org.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The U.S. economy added a mere 22,000 jobs in August.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance offers personalized rates and customizable coverages for your business vehicles. More at Progressive.
Thanks, Sabri.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR in the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Forced Ukraine. Once active fighting stops, the Trump administration has signaled it may provide air support but ruled out American boots on the ground. Ukraine insists foreign troops are essential to keep Russia from launching new attacks. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly credits recent business developments in the state for a bump in tax collections this past month. Daniel Caudill reports.
The state collected more than $690 million in tax revenue in August. That's nearly 4% above estimates, mostly due to extra revenue from sales tax and individual income taxes. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, were lower than expected. It's the fifth month in a row that overall collections have outpaced predictions. Kelly credited recent investments and new jobs, but she argues the budget crafted by Republican lawmakers could harm the state's finances down the line. Republicans have said they plan to cut more spending to keep the budget balanced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
The Kansas Supreme Court is moving forward with a plan to address the critical need for attorneys in rural communities. 47 counties in Kansas are classified as legal deserts. That means they don't have enough practicing attorneys to adequately serve the population. The state Supreme Court is establishing a Rural Justice Initiative Committee to address the issue. The committee will implement recommendations made in an earlier report. Those recommendations include creating a statewide rural attorney training program and a student loan repayment program. The superintendent of a South Central Kansas school district has been placed on administrative leave after allegations he sexually harassed a student. The Comanche County school superintendent is alleged to have made inappropriate comments to a female student who was a member of the high school's golf team, which he coached. The Kansas Reflector reports the student's family reported the incident to both the school district and the Comanche County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff says the case has since been transferred to Ford County for further investigation. The Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Columbia for a renewal of what's being called the Border Showdown. Greg Eklund has a preview.
Both teams have come out of the gates with strong defensive performances. In KU's first two games, the Jayhawks have allowed a total of 90 rushing yards. That and a total of 14 points is the best start by a KU defense since 2009 in the Mark Mangino era. In a rivalry game, current Jayhawks coach Lance Leipold wants to make sure KU is poised.
We always want to be an enthusiastic team and not an emotional team. Your emotions sometimes can take you in directions that can be counterproductive sometimes.
KU's last win in Columbia was in 2004. I'm Greg Eklund.
Cloudy skies today, 30% chance of showers. High temperatures this afternoon near 67. Tonight begins cloudy, ends clear. Lows overnight around 48 degrees. It's 7 minutes after 7. After 8.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown, two great 20th century concertos for keyboard and orchestra coming up in the 11 o'clock hour by Gershwin and Copland. Gershwin's is better known as Rhapsody in Blue. Before that, we have Mozart's Last Symphony, his 41st, The Jupiter. The best classical music is always on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers, mainly before 3 o'clock this afternoon. High temperatures today around 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy. And then becoming clear towards the morning, lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. Sunday looks swell, too. Sunny with a high near 79 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 60 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 59. Junction City, cloudy and 60 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from
Danberg's performance. What you heard of her, the curiosity, the humor, the generosity, the toughness, that performance was also Susan Stamberg. It was real. She did her job with relish. This is NPR News.
Two ships lost over a century ago have been found at the bottom of the Great Lakes. They are just two in a record number of shipwrecks that have been found in the region in recent years.
They sometimes have the most interesting and rich histories. Each one of these shipwrecks is really a time capsule.
I'm Ari Shapiro. Why more and more of these time capsules are being found nowadays on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host Laura Lorson from 3 to 7 here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast today. Cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high near 67. We'll have a look at the weekend forecast coming right up. It's 8:30.
Again, the ex-pilot Joseph Emerson was subdued by an Alaska Airlines flight crew in October of 2023 when authorities say Emerson tried to cut the engines during a flight. He was riding in the cockpit off-duty at the time. The flight to San Francisco was diverted to Portland. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total collections of $692 million. That's 3.9% above projections. Total tax collections were also up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. Individual income tax collections were up in the latest report. Corporate income tax collections came in lower than expected. Lawrence School District employees held rallies yesterday ahead of next week's contract talks with the district. The employees are Education Support Professionals, or ESPs. They include custodians, administrative assistants, food service professionals, and others who work in the schools but are not teachers. The ESPs are, however, represented by the teachers' union. The Lawrence Journal World reports the district has offered the ESPs a 54-cent hourly raise, but the workers are demanding a bigger increase. They say the district should offer all workers a living wage. As lawmakers consider an overhaul to school funding, they're debating how much money to give career and technical education programs. Zane Irwin has that story.
CTE programs, as they're called, aim to give Kansas students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing, or in trades like welding. In an education task force, officials discussed how to fund those programs. Some lawmakers suggested the money would be better spent on reading, writing, and math. But the whole task force did not see it that way. Frank Harwood is deputy commissioner of the Kansas State Department of Education. He says the career and technical programs are pulling their weight.
Students are completing programs, they're getting certificates, and they're getting placed in positions. That's going to be much more important for the workforce.
Lawmakers are working on a long-term school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Forecast for today, cloudy, 30% chance of showers, highs near 67. Tonight begins cloudy, becomes mostly clear, lows overnight around 48. Tomorrow looks good, sunny skies, high near 78. Sunday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy, 61. The time is 8:34.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Good Friday morning to you. I am Jay Schaefer taking over for Matthew Algio. He had something a little more important to do this morning. We've got rain showers moving across eastern Kansas this morning. The official forecast says 30% chance of rain, but according to radar, we've got rain showers, mostly light rain, moving across the eastern third of Kansas and up into the Kansas City area. Right now with cloudy skies in Lawrence, 61 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
Cloudy skies for the remainder of the day, some light rain possible before this afternoon. Cloudy skies all day long, a high near 67 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Martin Denny and vibraphonist Jimmy Namaro. Plus, there's a new album by the Waitiki Seven. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm E. Martinez. Meta and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is getting sued by Mark Steven Zuckerberg, a bankruptcy lawyer. Seems Meta keeps taking down the lawyer's Facebook pages for impersonating a celebrity. He says he loses thousands of dollars while his business pages are down. Now, while Meta says his accounts have been reinstated, lawyer Zuckerberg wants damages, though he might also accept a personal apology or a week on billionaire Zuckerberg's yacht. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at viking.com. From BetterHelp, committed to making mental well-being a priority and offering support in taking on everything life demands, with therapists available to communicate via video, chat, or phone, at betterhelp.com/public. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. For the first time since 2011, the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers will face off on the football field. Tomorrow afternoon, they'll renew their border rivalry, a rivalry that dates back to the late 1800s. As Greg Eklund reports, some believe the game serves as a teaching tool for understanding history.
It's season opener just last Thursday. The revived Border Showdown, as it's called these days, will take place Saturday afternoon in Columbia. I'm Greg Eklund.
And while KU and Mizzou take on each other in football, the public radio stations in Columbia and here in Lawrence are having a showdown of their own, with each radio station trying to sign up more new listener members than the other. KBIA Radio in Columbia and KPR in Lawrence are using the Border Showdown to raise money. All contributions are worth a point, but new members are worth 2 points in the contest. We'll find out who the winner is on the air Monday. By the way, the station with the most points will be declared the winner, and the losing station will have to play the other station's official state song on the radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. The Attorney General for the District of Columbia has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration.
The lawsuit calls the use of the National Guard in the district a, quote, illegal deployment. National Guard troops have been patrolling since.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Your classical friend Cordelia Brown is on deck. She'll be here for the next 3 hours. Cloudy and rainy weather across eastern Kansas. There are showers in the Emporia area right now. Manhattan expecting rain for the next hour. Mostly light rain showers this morning across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, it's 62 degrees. We'll be shooting for a high of 67. Well, as you probably know, the Jayhawks are taking on the Tigers tomorrow afternoon, and we've got a fundraising showdown of our own going on. Every contribution you make to KPR right now gives us 1 point against our friends at KBIA in Missouri. The losing station will have to play the other state's official state song on the radio Monday afternoon. And we're hoping we're going to be hearing Home on the Range on KBIA. You can help out. Get details on the KPR website. And thanks.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Stocks opened higher this morning after a disappointing jobs report. And